One more country now that's lifting its lockdown. France is easing up restrictions today. Some stores can open, restaurants and bars not yet. French people can now move around a little bit more without permission slips or threats of a fine. People can also travel outside of their département, kind of like a county here, if they have compelling family or work reasons. Many, including Mireille Clapeau, say that should also include visits to lovers. Clapeau is a member of France's parliament and joins me now. Your lover's bill got rejected in parliament last Friday, Mireille, but I'm curious what motivated you to propose it in the first place?
Thank you, Marco. Well, in fact, I received a message from a young woman living in my department, and she said she was desperate because her boyfriend was living in northeast of France. She wrote, "I don't understand why I'm not allowed to visit him, or he is not allowed to visit me, because we will be very cautious, and why should people take the public transportation, and why aren't we allowed to meet?" And it was very convincing, and I decided to propose a lover's amendment to allow these people to meet, even if they are not married, even if they have not a pax. A pax in France, it's a kind of official way to prove that you are together. But here, it's only people that love each other, and therefore, I propose this lover's amendment.
Mm. And so that young woman, was she the only one? Are you hearing about other couples in the same situation?
Well, after the lovers' amendment was rejected in the National Assembly, I got a lot of messages, and I realize now that it's really a strong problem for a lot of people, especially when, for example, the man lives in France and the woman lives in Belgium. When there is a frontier between them, then it becomes very, very complicated to meet.
So the argument for keeping lovers apart is pretty straightforward. We're in a pandemic, and we need to mitigate the threat of disease. Do you disagree with that premise?
No, of course. I think that health is really the first concern for everybody. But now we are not anymore in a full lockdown. Little by little, there are some authorizations that are given. For example, if you wanted to visit your old mother who was ill, or if you wanted to meet your husband that was blocked somewhere else, you could. Just what I want to add is that when you love without a proof of it, without a wedding certificate, it's a compelling reason.
Mireille, will you keep pushing for lovers' rights throughout this pandemic?
Yes, you know, it was not really my destiny, but now I see so many testimonies of people that are desperate. Even somebody wrote me that it was a matter of health. When you live without your lover, you can get ill. So it could be a public health problem, or it could become a public health problem. So I decided that I would try to help these people. And of course, we hope that very soon the rules will be less strict and that the pandemic will stop. But anyway, it's a fight I want to lead now.
Representing love and lovers, Mireille Clapeau, a member of parliament in France. She represents the department of Drôme in the southwest of the country. Thank you very much, Mireille Clapeau.
Thank you, Marco.